CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. It's fundraising July for Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black. The grumpy one is not grumpy about space engineering unless it's big space. Right now, we're going to apply ourselves to commercial space. However, to support Bob and his analysis, you are welcome for subscriptions, for pledges, $35 or more. We'll bring you an email from Bob and one of his four ebooks now published. And you can correspond with Bob about his opinions of SpaceX and Blue Origin and all the other commercial enterprises. We begin with SpaceX because there's really good news. There's always good news from SpaceX. What is this, Bob?
Well, okay, they have two drone ships that they use for their first stages to land in the ocean. And two of those ships have been in the Atlantic for the last year or so, and that's one of the reasons they've been able to launch at such a fast rate out of Cape Canaveral. Well, one of those drone ships has now gone through the Panama Canal and has arrived in California so that they now can do frequent launches from Vandenberg Space Force Base on the coast of California. Launches from Vandenberg generally are for polar orbit satellites, and SpaceX wishes to launch a lot of Starlink satellites into polar orbit to help complete their constellation. And so they've moved one of the drone ships there. It's arrived. And so be prepared. In the next week or two weeks or so, they're going to begin to start doing launches from Vandenberg in addition to the launches of Kennedy. The actual launch rate might not go up quite as much because they only have two ships. They're building a third. But for the moment, you'll start to see launches from both coasts, and this is for them to do their regular launches from Kennedy, as well as Starlink satellite launches from both coasts.
I want to make sure I understand. This drone ship, this is where the first stage lands when it returns?
That's correct.
I see.
Yes, that's correct, John. They maneuver this drone ship out into the ocean, and when that first stage comes back, if it's not going to come back to the essentially the spaceport, they have it land in the ocean. It does use less fuel when they do it that way. And so they put the drone ship where they think it's where they intend to put the first stage landing. And the drone ship, it becomes the landing zone.
I'd like to puzzle about the sense of humor at SpaceX. I'm reading from the site that you linked to, the Press Telegram. It reads with a picture of this enormous creature called a drone ship. The SpaceX drone ship named Of Course I Still Love You, that's the name of the ship, arrives in Long Beach Harbor Tuesday morning, July 6th. After the long trip, Of Course I Still Love You, from the East Coast and through the Panama Canal, SpaceX first dedicated Polar Starlink launches from West Coast could potentially occur in late July or early August from Vandenberg Space Force Base. Now, Bob, what are historians going to make of a sense of humor, Of Course I Still Love You, for a drone ship?
Well, what Elon Musk has done with all these drone ships, he's naming them after the titles of various science fiction stories that he likes. And so that's where that name comes from. It's from a science fiction story. I'm not familiar with that particular story. It doesn't really matter. He's got a little bit of wit and humor to it, and that's, I think, perfectly good. That's the way you have to keep a – you have to not take life too seriously, no matter how serious space
launches. Now, Bob, this is space engineering. It's deadly earnest. Good heavens.
Yes. Yes, but you got to keep a smile on your face.
He's going to confuse our Chinese cousins who borrow technology. You know, borrowing technology with this kind of title would be upsetting to the committees. Well, all right. We move from the success to questions about Blue Origin. This has to do with an engine under development. What engine, Bob?
The BE-4 rocket engine is the engine that Blue Origin is developing to use both on its New Glenn orbital rocket and also ULA will use it on its new Vulcan rocket, both in the first stages. And this engine's been under development for about a decade. ULA made a decision about, 5-6 years ago that they were going to use this engine when they make their new rocket Vulcan. As they put two of those in its first stage. Well, the development by Blue Origin of this engine has been slow and delayed, and there's been problems for the last 2 years. There's been some issue with the engine itself that needed fixing. They were supposed to deliver flight-worthy engines to ULA more than a year ago, so ULA could start put them in the Vulcan rocket, start doing tests, and get ready for our first launch. There were problems. They delivered to ULA a test-worthy engine. ULA looked at it and figured out some of the problems with the turbo props in the engine and helped fix them, supposedly. And that fix was supposedly going to allow a Blue Origin to deliver flight-worthy engines this summer. There's a really detailed and informative review of this situation by Eric Berger on Ars Technica, where he pointed out that those two engines haven't been delivered yet, and it pretty much makes it impossible for ULA to launch Vulcan this year, as they've been promising. So they're going to have to push it back till next year. On top of that, these delays mean that New Glenn is almost certainly delayed till next year. And it's unclear what the problem is that's preventing the delivery. They're not talking about it. They're keeping quiet. The real problem, to my mind, is that this one engine is the thing, it's the barrier to preventing any of the major competition to SpaceX to get in the air. Both ULA and Blue Origin are basically the only American competitors to SpaceX for big rocket launches, and neither has gotten off the ground with their new rockets, and it's all because of Blue Origin's BE-4 engine.
Why not transparency, Bob? We all learn together. Is there industrial competition here? Could somebody steal something?
Well, they can tell us the specific. They don't have to give us too much detail. They can give us an idea what the issue is, and then they're researching it. But there's a lot of, you know, it's two different companies involved. You got a committee, and the normal attitude of corporations is let's not air our dirty laundry in public. I personally think that's a mistake. You got to make people aware you're dealing with there is a problem. This is the problem. We are dealing with it. It's much better public relations wise to do that than to not say anything and have rumors fly, because it also makes you look like you don't really have a handle on the problem.
All right. Let's go to the big non-transparent itself. China is launching more satellites. Does that mean more boosters are raining down on villages?
Yes. Yes. They had three launches. I think three launches in less than 4 days last week. They put them in the head. They're ahead of now SpaceX.
Right, but that's three launches up, three villages down. That's what that means.
Yeah. Well, we don't know where those first stages landed, but they did land in China, and you know they're going to try to keep it quiet if it did any harm.
Their most recent launch. Bob, you said land. That's the wrong verb, Bob.
Crash.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, please.
One of their launches, though, put up the communication satellite they're going to use for relaying messages to and from their space station. So they're moving aggressively, and they're moving so aggressively they're willing to crash things on their people's heads. They are definitely competition we have to look at.
What's the countdown now, Bob? We have about 30 seconds. What's the countdown for launches? Who's ahead?
Nationally, the United States still leads China 29-21, but China now leads SpaceX 21-20 launches. No matter what, the number of launches this year is way up.
Can we take points away from China for crashing on villages?
No, not on my list.
But Bob, that's just not engineering as I understand it. That's wreckage.
It's the standard operating procedure until SpaceX showed up.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. It's fundraising month for Bob Zimmerman. If you pledge $35 or more to the cranky one here, who is right now not going along with my idea that China should have points taken away for crashing boosters on villagers, you can give $35 and you can exchange emails with Bob. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.